I have been excitedly looking forward to this day for a while. It is finally here. The new Young Justice comic book, issue 1, came out this morning. I am going to do some spoilers, so if you've not read it yet, maybe come back to this at a later time. Right off the bat, I'm going to go ahead and say my one and only complaint. My one complaint is I wanted more Superboy. So it's not an actual complaint on what the issue itself was, just on what I personally wanted. We don't see him until the very last page. Now that said, it was a really good issue. I had a lot of fun reading it. I thoroughly enjoyed it. There's the basic setup on who some of the new players are. For starters, Jenny Hex. Not to mention the new Team Lantern. Real briefly, Amethyst. She's not a new character, though she is relatively new to me. I've only ever read her a few times, but I know connected to her is Gemworld, where the issue started out with basically some people on Gemworld saying seemingly that all the times that the Earth has gone through a crisis, you know, think Infinite Crisis, Crisis on Infinite Earths, Final Crisis, etc., all those times have affected Gemworld as well, and they are upset with the Earth, and they come to attack and challenge Superman in Metropolis, whom Superman is not in this issue, however. And we don't actually find out where he's at. They just say, oh, I'm surprised he's not here, and they move past it. Who is there, though, besides Jenny Hex, who's just rolled into town, is Cassie's Handsmark, Wonder Girl, whom is, I mean, she was the Wonder Girl in the original Young Justice pre-Flashpoint, and here she is again. It's so great to see her. I know we had a version of her or take on her during the New 52, but like Superboy, it just never quite meshed for me. It was just too radical of departure, but something I do like that they've changed with her since the New 52 is she is now the granddaughter of Zeus. Her uncle is like a half-brother or something like that to Wonder Woman, making her and Wonder Woman related. I like that. Also explains her powers. We also see Tim Drake Robin in this, in his, to me, best and original Robin costume. Now, at one point, Jenny Hex refers to him as Robin, and he just says, well, yeah, I'm one of them. I'm one of them. So he may not be the only Robin, obviously, but it's nice to see him going by that. And honestly, I was okay when he was Robin for a while and then went by Red Robin. And then the New 52 happened, and they said he was never just straight Robin. And yeah, it's a little thing, but I never liked it. And I am glad that he is just straight up Robin again and in, like I said, what I believe is his best costume. It's clear that these characters have a history together, that like Tim and Cassie have been friends for a long time. And there is a bit of a mystery of what's going on with Cassie, because when the people from Gemworld attack, she does not immediately jump into action the way that Tim does, but she does eventually decide to enter the fray. And so I am curious as to what was holding her back. She said that she couldn't do it, making me question if her powers were active or not, or later, it's clear they are active, so how about how reliable are they? Of course, it wouldn't be Young Justice without Impulse, whom, when they ask who his name is, he says Impulse, and it's in the classic Impulse title font. And then when the person asks him who, he goes Kid Flash much more quietly. And so I am actually curious, what is his current code name? Is it Impulse or is it Kid Flash? But he is in the Impulse costume, or at least maybe a slightly modified version of it, but it's basically the Impulse costume. And he was truly Impulse again. He was fun. He was reckless. He was impulsive. He was far less serious than he had become for a while when he quote unquote graduated up to Kid Flash. Really love seeing him. I'm curious about the Teen Lantern solely because I have always thought a teenage Green Lantern would be cool, and Teen Lantern seemed like the obvious name. It's actually not a great name, but it seemed obvious to me. There is this one glorious splash page of the team, Teen Lantern, Wonder Girl, Jenny Hex, Robin, and Impulse. At this point, remember, Superboy has not showed up, and it is Impulse with just this huge smile on his face, yelling that Young Justice is back. And I'm not going to lie, I love that page. It's maybe a little corny, but it totally worked for me. Like I've said before, I loved the Young Justice series. I recently realized they had put it up on DC Universe, so I've been rereading it lately, and it continues to this day to just be so much fun. And this certainly captured that for me. And again, of course, we have Superboy, the Connor Kent version, my favorite Superboy, one of my two favorite DC characters, period. Finally back in a comic. I cannot wait for more. I'm thrilled with how this issue started. Absolutely no complaints. I don't know what the release schedule is. I assume it's monthly, but if this ends up being one of those every other week deals, bi-weekly books, I would not be brokenhearted at all. If you read Young Justice, let me know what you thought about it on Twitter. I'm at Brentac Prime.